Come join us at Victory Community Church, the genesis of joy, where we are placing Jesus back at the center of the community. Every Sunday at 10 a.m., under the leadership of Senior Pastor Otis Pettaway III, experience victory with us, where we preach, teach, and praise with victory in mind.
In the fight, you got to be prepared.
Yes.
For you have to be prepared for this fight. And I try to prepare us as best as possible for this thing called spiritual warfare. Because it's what will save your life. I don't know how many of you all saw Bible study Tuesday night. But I'm still being blessed by it. Genesis 13. I'm going to read verses 1 and 2, and then we're going to jump down to verse 5 and read 5 through 9. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 1 and 2 says, "And Abram went from Egypt to Negev with his wife and everything he had, and Lot went with him. And Abram had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold." Verse 5. "Now Lot was moving about with Abram and also had flocks and herds and tents. But the land could not support them while they stayed there together, for their possessions were great and they were not able to stay together." Verse 7, "And quarreling arose between Abram's herders and Lot's. The Canaanites and Perizzites were also living in the land at the time." Verse 8, "And Lot said to Abram, 'Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herds and mine, for we are close relatives. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. And if you go to the right, I'll go to the left.'" I want to talk from this thought, knowing when to give the benediction. Knowing when to give the benediction. As we prepare for spiritual warfare, I want you to understand that you can't win this fight sometimes because of who you brought with you. The fault is sometimes not in your fighting style or your stamina or your weakness or the confidence between what you can do and what you cannot do. The only problem is in the company you brought with you. Benediction literally means the utterance and bestowing of blessing, especially at the end of a religious service. Biblically, it literally means the final blessing. And as we prepare for spiritual warfare, I pray that you have the maturity to know that sometimes everybody can't go with you through every season.
Amen.
People are like clothes. Some are seasonal. And some can work in any season. This isn't about being better. This is about personal growth and setting expectations. Anything or anybody that disrupts your peace cost you too much. This isn't about scraping the bottom. This isn't about any of that. Watch this, y'all. Because in verse 2, we find out Abraham is doing good. He got a lot of stuff. He has livestock. He has silver and gold. Now, I know y'all, we've done this before, and we talked about knowing how to give the benediction. Yes. We talked about it before. We talked about Numbers 6:24 through 26. The Lord bless thee and keep thee, make his face shine upon thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift his face towards you and give you peace. But the problem is that some of us know how to give the benediction, but don't know when. It's the difference between having knowledge and wisdom. It's that knowledge is the information. Wisdom is the skillful application of the information. And some of us got a whole lot of knowledge, but don't have much wisdom, because we know how to give the benediction, but we struggle with who to give the benediction to and when to give it. It is the maturity of understanding that it is not a cop out. It is a life story. It's not you. It's me. Not giving you the benediction because it'll fix everything in my life, because I'm mature enough to know you can't be that powerful to be the problem in every area of my life. I'm giving you the benediction because I'll always choose me over you. I will fight with you, but I can't fight you for you. He said, you know, Pastor, you can't say that after we versus me. The problem is that some of us have put the wrong we in we. Went to a banquet on Friday night, and Friday night the preacher in one of his closes said that there's a difference between growing and swelling. And he said that growth is a natural progression of working of a muscle that it can be built up over time. But swelling looks like growing, but it is only an infection on the inside. And the problem is that my mind went to running because I knew what I was going to preach today. And I was sitting there listening to him talk. And I said, the problem is that we've mixed up not just growth and swelling, is that we sometimes have growth and swelling in the same place. And you seem to self-justify the swelling as part of the growth. These are not standalones. You can have growth and swelling in the same leg. But you must understand that the swelling, if you don't address it, might cause you to have to amputate that thing you would not address. You have to have discerning divine departures as you prepare for your divine destiny. Baby, this is not personal. You can't fight your next battle effectively if you are still dragging the baggage from your last one. Sometimes the most significant strength you can display is in who you dismiss. Benedictions aren't just a way to end church services. Abraham teaches us that there's a wisdom and discernment when you bless and when you release. I can say, the Lord bless thee and keep thee, make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Lord, Lord, lift up his countenance on thee and give you peace. Well, the problem is you know what to say, but are you saying it to the right people? Oh, no. Yeah. Because see, real benedictions are between two people. Yeah, I don't need you to give me the benediction and then tell everybody. Because some people will hold on to the hurt because it gets them attention. Some people have refused healing. I'm going to look down. I ain't even reading this. I'm going to look down because I don't want nobody to think I'm talking about them. That some people like to stay hurt because it gets them prayer requests when the Lord has called you to a season of praise reports. But you're so used to being on the list, you can't give your report. That ain't even on the paper. My favorite artist in the entire world. Somebody, they tell you, you know, get somebody you can listen to on a road trip and not skip through. I don't know who your person is. If it was your turn to have the mic, I'd let you have it. But my person is Avery Sunshine. I'm not a traitor. Some of y'all knew I was going already. It's all right. You understand one thing about me? I'm consistent. Avery has a song on one of her albums, Jesse. And if you go too far, she's singing Safe in His Arms. Mm-hmm. Same album, one track up. She has a song called I'll See You When I Get There. My favorite line in the song, y'all, is you go your way, I'll go mine. The problem is that when you know when it's time to give the benediction, I don't need to help guide you through how you gonna go once you leave me. It's in having a defined conversation. You go your way, I'll go. I'm sorry, y'all don't like Avery. Abraham said, you go to the left, I'll go to the right. Well, Pastor, how do you know when it's time to give the benediction? Because some of us have these perfect principles and don't know when to interact them. You don't know when to tap into them. Can I give them to y'all? The first way you know is when capacity conflicts.
Yeah, that's capacity. It. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Verse 6 says, the land could not support them. When you've outgrown the partnership. See, we want to vilify people because we've outgrown the land. Yeah. It's just that season is over. Yeah. I have a peacoat. I have a peacoat. I only wear it when I'm traveling because don't really need it in Houston. But when I'm here, it's in the closet upstairs. Yeah. At the end of the closet upstairs. It's on the hanger. It's in the closet upstairs. I would be a fool to land in Houston, Bishop, and throw the coat away because I don't need it right now. Because I have no need for it, it doesn't make it a bad coat. But I'd be a fool to put it on in Houston at 100 degrees. Talking about because it's mine, I'm going to put it on. It's a conflict. Because see, we want to give people the benediction when you are descending. We only evaluate the people in our life when things are going bad. The problem
problem is that the only reason sometimes it went bad is because you kept them around too long. Abraham saw that the lion couldn't support him and made a decision. Yeah, it's not going to work out. I did not grow you, Lot. I like you. But we can't stay this close because your growth is conflicting with my growth. And I refuse to stay boxed in at where I'm at, as if this is as far as God can give me.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. The problem is that they use it wrong, but it makes sense. When people get ready to leave church, I outgrew the ministry. I outgrew the ministry. And I never say anything to them when they say that about churches, because I don't know. Let me give a better example, and then I'm gonna come back to that one. It's like putting a potted plant in a small pot. When they're first, they're small. When they began to outgrow, you got to uproot them, put them in a bigger pot, put new dirt around them, because they require more space. And sooner or later, you got to take it out of that pot and put it in the ground. The problem I have is the people that use the argument they outgrew the church, they get to a new pot and don't get no bigger. You gave a benediction to them as if they were the problem. Y'all don't talk to me. You don't understand that sometimes we box people in and get mad that they don't grow because you ain't gave them no more space. Texas, the land couldn't support them. It's not a conflict of personality. There's no recorded fight between Abram and Lot up until this point. Until we got too big to hang together. Come here real quick. See, I got some friends. When I ain't have no money, Mary, when I ain't have no money, they would call me every day. We wasn't doing nothing. We was hanging out all the time. We go sit in restaurants 4 and 5 hours in the middle of the day. We had nothing to do, had no money, do nothing else. We just sitting there laughing and talking about the same thing every day. Now, might talk to them once a month. It don't mean we are less friends, but our capacity started conflicting. I can't sit on the phone for 4 hours every day. Because sooner or later, I'm going to start saying, ain't you got something to do? You don't ever go to work. You don't ever. Watch this, y'all. And some of us only hear the voice of God in seasons of deficit. It's not that I'm mad at you. I just can't be all of me with you. Because there's more in store for me. And this stand here can't handle it. So you just go your way. Oh, man. Watch this. Growth. God will give you. God will let it get tight before he transitions you. Even in your season of growth, it'll get tight. You know how I get tight? Start getting frustrated about stuff you never paid attention to before. Okay, y'all want to talk? All right, watch this. This is another one. Growth requires graceful goodbyes. He says, verse 8, he says, let's not have any quarreling between. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't want to fight you. I'm not mad at you. And I really hope you don't raise your voice, because I'm not in a raising voice mood. Because I'm not mad at you, because I'm really doing this for me. Because God has something on my mind that I've realized that I've been in seasons where I've wanted it better for you than you want it for you. And I wasn't designed to guide you through your storm. Yeah, you a storm chaser. I'm the weatherman. I look for trouble and get out the way. You find it and drive towards it. We not the same. Yeah, baby. It's not that I don't love you. I love you. And I'm going to love you from over there. You can't say you don't love me no more. I didn't say that. I love you better over that all. I don't want you to change. That season is up. Y'all don't want to hear me. Okay. First thing is capacity conflicts. The second thing is the clash of the carnal. Verse 7 says, and the quarreling arose between Abram's herders and Lot's. Even the people with us start fighting. Ooh, okay. Some of the best information I got, it didn't come from a revelation of myself. It was the people around me that said, you know this ain't working out. What you gonna do? Because this is getting bad. Now, I'm okay if you want to be here, but you need to know what's happening when you ain't here. You understand that this is not a season. This is their personality. They don't visit this place. They live here. See, you know it's time to give the benediction when petty things become big problems. When misunderstandings start blowing up. You know, I said in the marriage class yesterday, you know it's time to make a decision when it's a 3 and you at an 8. Like, why are you so mad? Like, I understand you will be upset, but you sweating, are you? Because some of us have gotten in relationships, and I'm not talking just romantic, I'm talking every level, and we got in them out of a desire for the relationship or a desire to just have a relationship, and didn't know you had to work for the relationship, and then realize that you was in the relationship when you was in the relationship. You in a relationship, don't even know how you got as deep in their problems as they are. I mean, I understand. I'll stick with you through thick and thin. You my people. But, Job, is that you? You always got a problem. You did you go find this stuff? Are you? It's not really about sheep, y'all. It's really about the assignment. Because the problem wasn't how many sheep they had. It didn't arise until the land couldn't support them. And watch this. What does the land represent? Things that's out of your control. You know it's time to get a benediction when the stuff that's out of your control gets depleted. Pastor, you just want us to keep this breakup relationship? No, I want you to evaluate them. Yeah. Is the stuff around us growing? Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. I'm fine speaking to you, but are you adding to me? Because see, in some, y'all don't talk to me. In some seasons, I can't afford to keep giving to everybody. At some stage, you ain't got nothing to give me. Man, I call them one-up friends. Y'all know one-up friends. They, no matter what you got going on, they got one better for you. Oh, I woke up late for work. I didn't wake up at all. My sinuses are messing up. Ooh, my left leg didn't fell off. I was rolling over and it just dropped. The one up friend. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I need to go get my hair done. I ain't had my hair done since my mama did it at 18. You just be just looking like. Wait, watch this though. But watch this. Have you ever had. See, you don't understand that faith comes by hearing. Not only are they liars, watch this though. They spoken that lie in your ear. Let me tell you how I understood how to get rid of, I needed to get rid of one-up friends. Because my spirit was changed when I got off the phone with you. I didn't start complaining and I wasn't even mad before I talked to you. They done dumped all their problems on you and got off the phone. Oh, no, you ain't. You come back and get this issue. The devil a liar. I tell people naturally, sometimes even with my wife, we have conversations and I say, I'm a fixer. Don't tell me no issue, because sooner or later, I'm going to stop you from just getting it out of your spirit, because I'm not receiving. Maturity has taught me. You talking, I'm listening, but I ain't taking. Because sooner or later, I'm going to ask, so what are we going to do? Well, I'm not, let me tell you, you finish this problem. Let's start with this one. How we go? I lost my house, I lost my car, I lost my job. Wait, because if you get a job, we can get you the house and the car first. You got a resume? But let me tell you how they walked out of me. Because this conversation, I'm going to start charging you by the hour. Because it's a clash. We can't. Y'all don't want to talk to me. It's only so much you finna dump on me. Call me complaining too much. I'm finna start praying. Lord, keep the enemy on this end of the phone, because I'm not inviting this spirit into my house. Because people have dumped their relationship issues on you and had you fighting at your house. Come on, somebody. Watch this, y'all. Spiritual warfare requires focus, not friction. I ain't got time to be talking about a lot of stuff going wrong in your life. Let's get a plan to fix that thing. Write a list. Email it to me. Let's figure out how we're going to work on it. Now, I'm willing to help you because I'm a fixer, so I can help you fix the stuff, but I'm not the fixer. Oh, come here real quick. Let me free. I'm going to free four people right now. You cannot get frustrated trying to heal when you were only designed to help. Baby, I'm with you. No, I ain't. I'm over here. The Lord said he'll be with you. I'm over here because it seems safe. Can I give you a better understanding of it? Can I give you a better understanding of it? Y'all ready for this? Because everybody lived through this thing because y'all still here today. Can I give you an understanding how you should treat people? How you did in COVID? They told me I tested positive. You ain't go over there and lay hands. You will treat that invisible enemy with more respect than you speak the demons that these folks got on. Baby, I'm going to pray from you from over there. Because I'm not designed to get in this storm with you. Because can I give you a word of wisdom? Every issue they've ever had, they was in it. Every issue they called you with, they was in the issue. Now, other people might have been the problem, but you were the one common denominator in all of the clashes that we had. The people, and watch this, y'all, the people around him said, this ain't going to work. Because the people around Abram, they represented the people that were working, trying to make your stuff better. And you knew they were effective because in verse 2, we find out he had a lot of them. I know they're good at what they do. And how many times have we ignored the people close to us trying to help somebody else? I said to a group of preachers, they didn't invite me back. It was all right. I said to a group of preachers, they were talking to me about financial issues within their church. I said, the problem is that you've never asked them, can they afford to give? I know what your budget needs, but I'm saying, can they afford? If they all catching rides, you don't want nobody to get a card before they? They ain't got no card note, but they got a pledge. Put the kingdom first. No, no, hold on. Because that Uberin gets expensive. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. See, some people need to understand. And this, let me free you because I don't want you to get an understanding of what I'm saying as to say, put everybody out. Not all divisions are demonic.
Right. Yeah. Not all. That's right.
Amen. I'm not saying that I know when to get a benediction when the enemy has come up on. No. We just being too blessed to be together. Let me say, Jesus said he sent them out. No, go ahead, y'all go. Because sooner or later, you should be able to see the sign of great partnership is that one day we can stand alone. There ain't even outpour. I'm gonna give y'all a sneak peek of outpour. I am done pouring into C and D team. It's not my calling. And I've tried to give everybody victory, but what I've realized is some people didn't want victory, they wanted attention. In this season, I'm pouring into A team. And when I pour into A team should pour into B team. Because I should be duplicating myself, not depleting myself. How to reach the nations. Mm-mm. I'm going to reach the people that came here and they should be able to reach the people. So don't get mad when it's somebody elevated you don't understand. They just got on 18. Because you can end up giving people too much of you and they start lacking your call than God's presence. They call and say little things that is demonic in tone, but heavenly in words. I called you because I know you can get one through. No, baby, let me not pray. Let me teach you how to pray. Because if you can't get one through for you, what kind of prayer life you got if you can't even pray? If I can't pray for nobody else, I promise you, Otis Petaway can get one for Otis through. Okay, I'm done. All right. capacity conflicts, clash of the carnal. The third thing is you got to have peaceful party. Yeah. See, I like this one. I like this one. It's in verse 8. Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, between your herdsmen and mine, for we are close relatives. Don't wait until it go bad before you give the benediction. If this was a sermon by itself, it would be called Heed the Warning Signs. It's turning bad. It's not bad yet, it's just... I see this ain't finna work out. Nothing big happened yet. Watch this, but I'm watching it. If you part while you're able to still be peaceful, then you'll understand that it wasn't bad in the separation. Mm-mm. Okay. Maturity will make room for you. What we have now is not what God has for us, and so it's best we part ways. Yeah. I'm not mad at you. I don't have an angry bone in my body. I don't want you to fall off the stage somewhere and crack your leg. I don't want the Lord not to be with you no more. I just want you to go. Mm-hmm. Watch this. Separation isn't always sad. Sometimes it's strategic. Only so blessed I can be at your house. Okay. And God will always send somebody to speak it into your life. I told this story before. I give it to you again. I don't mind using me as an example. I had been living with other people. I had moved around a bit, and I was living with a friend of mine, and I went to pick up a three-year-old Taylor. She was three then, and we were in the car headed to where I was staying. Had my own room, my own bathroom. Y'all get what I'm saying? It was male friends or wasn't nothing. We wasn't shacking up, so take that out your mind. It was just roommates. It was cheaper to live with a roommate. And we were in the car going to the house, and she said, "Daddy." Turn the radio down. "Jesse." "Yes, baby." She said, "We going to their house?" "Yes, baby. That's where we're going." She said to me in Holy Ghost authority, at 3 years old, "Daddy, when we gonna go to your house? I wanna go to your house." Mm-hmm. That was a Friday evening. Took her back to her mama on Sunday. The next weekend that I got her, I picked her up and say, "Baby, this is where we going, to my house now. This the door." Because I was comfortable, but somebody close to me said, "Daddy, this season ought to be up by now. You've been in this place long enough. I'm ready for that. Well, I'm getting my own bed. I want my own TV. I want..." Okay. Okay. Go your way. This isn't punishment. This is repositioning for the promise. Watch this, y'all. And it doesn't give a negative connotation of what we achieved together. Oh, I remember. Man, I wish I had better examples. Al Green say, "For the good times." Now don't act like it was bad. We had some good time. Yeah, but now you go your way.
Yeah.
Okay. I wish I had a better way of explaining this, y'all. That he said you go to the left. Watch this, y'all, because this is what God messed me up with. He said, you go to the left, I'll go to the right. But then he said, oh, you go to the right, because I ain't trying to set you up. I don't want no issues with you. And wherever you end up, I want you to say, I chose to go there. But I'm not going with you. Oh, no. Yeah, we... Okay.
Amen.
Good word,
that is.
Because you have to know in preparation for spiritual warfare when to give the benediction. Because the fight that's coming, you can't make it on struggle and land. He goes. He goes, y'all, that was early in chapter 13. He keep going, 20, 21, 22, 23. He achieved greater things because of what he did, chapter 13. Okay. He goes on and becomes great because of a benediction. The struggle in his life shifted because he knew when to give the benediction. Some people think that they give the benediction just for peace. But the big picture is that when you bring yourself separation and make room for more, God can grow you. Because sometimes you can't grow with everything. Y'all ever seen them, those trees they put in the front of your houses? They put the little sticks on the side of it, and they put the little stuff in the ground, tie the tree up so when the wind blow, all that stuff, the tree. Yeah. At some point, you got to take that off. Are you going to have a circle inside the tree when it gets bigger from something that should have let it go? Because you refused to pull it. Give you this example. I'm done. Not giving the benediction can leave you hurt and will show evidence from what you shouldn't have been doing. When you later on and can't fix it. The Bible says, I got Bible for it. The Bible says that there arose a king and his name was Saul. Saul had a son named Jonathan. Pop up this little boy named David, shows up on the scene with a little anointing on him. We don't know why, because he was anointed to be king before he ever met the king. He meets the king, gets in the king's house, has to deal with crazy Saul. Saul goes away, ends up getting killed with Jonathan. David loved Jonathan. And so because David loved Jonathan, even at his death, David says to the chairman of the board, is there anybody left from the house that I can show favor to? One of the people in the house that had been keeping secrets says, well, Jonathan has a son. But he's crippled. Well, why was he born crippled? No. No. Because when he should have been running, somebody was still carrying him. And because they refused to let him move on his own, trying to save his life. They were trying to help him. But they were never designed to be carried when he was that big. So they dropped him because they were never designed to carry him. The best intentions in the world, but it left him lame. So now as a grown man, he shows up showing sign of being dropped when he shouldn't have been being carried. Watch carrying people when they gotten too big. You got to be. Because see, Mephibosheth's issues were physical. But who have you carried spiritually and dropped them? Because you did not understand. Baby, you should stand on your own. Okay. Last one. I'm really done for real. I have two 15-year-olds. I have two 15-year-olds, and I'm the talker. I am the talker in my house. I will talk you until your life change. I'm a talker for life. I will. I start asking questions that make you mad. So what were you thinking when you did this? What are you doing? I'm the talker. My wife is a physical person. Yeah, she's not asking questions. She comes to the story with her answers. And because my children are so connected, they would stand up for each other. Mm-hmm. Stand up for each other. What did they do? Is it that bad? But when she got to a point, they just stepped back. Because I can't stop her. Because I'm not designed to stop her. But when she finished getting you, come in my room. We're going to talk about her. We're going to. Yeah. Because some people, how many whoopings you got for somebody else? They trying, you done jumped in they issue and then found out they lied. Oh. No, baby, you ever had somebody ask you for advice? And you gave the best advice, it's so good, it blessed you. And then you found out they gave you 30% of the story. No, when to get a benediction. This is the last one for real, for serious. That's it. Because I want to make sure we're clear. I'm done for real. We have to get to a place in God where we understand that I have to get away from you because your demons are now chasing me. I don't even deal with these kind of things. I ain't never been lazy till I started hanging around with you. You described rest like it was the number one thing to do. I ain't been to work in 2 days talking about rest. Y'all don't want to talk to me. You done brought fighting in your house. Your house was peaceful as all get out, sitting there listening to their issues, and now you over here fighting at a level of... You have to understand in spiritual warfare that demons are regional. They are generational. And you can't play with everybody demons. Mm. Maturity taught me you can't have a drink with everybody. Yeah, don't. No. No, you have to sit in rooms and watch. And when you give the benediction, it's a peaceful party.
Yes. Yes.
But once I give you the benediction, if I see you again, I don't reconnect with you. I acknowledge you still exist. Give y'all this, because this was my last one. I went to a service last week. And after I left here on Sunday, y'all, I went to another service. Praise Jesus. There was nothing but God. I get there, and it's a guy that I had given the benediction to. Publicly and privately. Don't ever talk to me again. We don't need to speak. I hope you stay good from over there. You know, one of them on sites, but not in church. If it, y'all ain't ready to be honest with me. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm not even going to be mad no more, Elfrida. I'm just going to get you, you know. We ain't even upset no more. But if I see you, you know, we're going to lay hands, but we ain't praying. Y'all get me? So, I'm sitting in the service with my wife, and she's sitting there, and they're looking at her because she don't know them. Anybody know me? No. One person you're going to play with. She said, well, he's trying to get your attention. I said, no, he's not. Don't play with that demon. Church gets over. Church service over. Preachers get up. We take a picture together and come down, Bishop, and we're standing there on the floor. I'm talking to people because I'm talking to people. Everybody surprised. I was there like I was surprised because everybody know I ain't going no bunch of church on no Sunday like that. I'm surprised. They surprised. We all laughing and talking. And in the middle of this, he walks up. Hey, Reverend, how you doing? I said, because see, I want y'all to understand. They ain't got to have no animosity. Just looked him in the face and said, you know we don't do that. Don't get in front of these people and act like that. And I walked off. Come close. Because I need y'all to understand. Because you think that the benediction gets its power in the party. No. When do you see him again? You alive? But we don't do that. No. We're not going to chop it up how you been. Where you? No. Because then you're going to remind me of what I was supposed to do when I saw you. You're going to remind me of where I gave you grace, where I should have got you. Y'all, I didn't leave mad. I didn't leave upset. I left with the peace of the Lord. You know we don't do that. Why are you acting out in front of these people? I've been saved all day. Don't make me do this in the front of these people. Church was good last Sunday. Y'all know what I'm talking? Preached good and hard. And here you come praying in my face. Don't do that. That's not a peaceful pardon. Y'all don't. Because see, everybody wants to be super spiritual, but don't have no life application. So you don't know how to put people out. So when they call you again, you saved, so you answer the phone. No. I can be saved and hit decline. I know you saw me calling you. I did. That's why I didn't answer the phone. It was peaceful. I ain't got to block you. I ain't mad at you. My voicemail pick up for blocked and unblocked. You go ahead, do what you want to, baby. Whatever you do, speak it to the voicemail. It's recording. Yeah, don't know. No, you go to the left. And I'm only having this conversation because I don't want you to act like we're still together. I'm not acting funny. I am funny. I changed. No, we're not the same. No. Y'all, I spend way more time than I normally preach on this because I want y'all to get this. Because in spiritual warfare, I don't want you fighting demons that you've been locked to because you've been locked to somebody else you should have broke up with. in this season, because you finna really have to face stuff that you should have been fighting. I got enough of my own stuff. Look, I'm at capacity of my own prayer life right now. I am the prayer list. You stand over here. Take your dilemma over here. Take your problems over here. Because nowhere in my Bible did it say, bring your issue to me. Talk to him. But you a pastor. That's why I'm trying to get you to understand you need to talk to him. It's my job to teach you how to talk to him. The disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. They didn't say, God, we're going to give you all of our issues. Teach us to pray. Our Father. Ain't mine, it's yours too. Come here. Get on your knees. Let's talk to him. I got all of this stuff going on. I can't fix none of it. Two words I'm going to give you. Y'all ready for this? Two different ways I'm going to give you to give. How, when you're giving a benediction, two things you need to say. Y'all ready for this?
Ready.
First one is, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You got stuff going on? Okay. I lost my job. Oh, okay. So I'm acknowledging you talk to me, but that's all I got is, oh, okay. Oh, every relationship I'm in go bad. Oh, okay.
That's the response. Come on, that's good.
Oh, what that mean? Nothing. I was just saying I hurt you. Because okay lets them know that I acknowledge I hurt you, but that's still your issue, baby. I'm not. Y'all ready for this one? Y'all not ready for this one. This one's gonna really mess you up. Well, I'm praying for you. I pray for anybody. No. Watch this. Because I'm saved. Because I'm saved, I'm gonna pray for you. I pray that every issue that you face and you face. I pray that every demon in your life comes up to a head, that you have to fight that thing, that you can finally become a new person. I pray. Yeah, you ain't gonna. Yeah, I ain't. You're not gonna. Cause see, what I'm gonna pray for you is for change. I'm praying for conversion. I'm praying that whatever it is in your life that made you attracted to that gets revealed so you can deal with it and get it out of your life, because I don't want it close to me. And until you get that away from you, it can't be with me. You have to set the standard for your life of what you will and won't deal with. That's how I know when to get a benediction. I said, I'm giving too much of my business. I said to a friend of mine that connected with an old friend of mine, and they were talking again. And when they reconnected, they called me and tell me, to reconnect me to the person I had disconnected from. And I said, anybody connected to them, I don't want connected to me. Because if you connected to them, I don't know what it is about them that got you connected to them. I don't want it close to. I mean, we don't talk every day. No. I'm saying he ain't even saved in my phone. Because I don't deal with demons. We don't play with each other. We're not tickling toes and laughing. We're not reminiscing. Me and demons don't get along. So if you playing with them, you stay. Let's pray. God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
For miracles. For benedictions. For the awakening in the room of people being disturbed to the point to make a decision.
God, we're not perfect. We're not. We're not where we should be. But for those that are in the pursuit of holiness, we pray that we separate this week to see how great you are. How much more you can do for us once we get complacent.
Come join us at Victory Community Church, the genesis of joy, where we are placing Jesus back at the center of the community. Every Sunday at 10 a.m., under the leadership of Senior Pastor Otis Pettaway III, experience victory with us, where we preach, teach, and praise with victory in mind.